Salutations, Mets fans, and welcome to this week's edition of Amazing Avenue Audio, the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Amazing Avenue. I'm your host, Jeffrey Paternostro, and with me this week is Steve Sippa. Steve, yesterday, official ESPN astrologer Andrea Mollis, that's at Virgo in Service on Twitter, tweeted this: "Let Matt Harvey pitch, Aries Warrior on big stage. Scorpio Scott Boras a bit controlling on innings pitch limit. Mets GM Scorpio Alderson ain't having it." So in that spirit, if you could ask someone for advice, astrologer or otherwise, about what the Mets should do with Matt Harvey going forward, who would you ask?
Well, I'm going to go with the tried and true method that GM regimes of Mets past have used. And I'm going to head down to the bagel store and see what the guys think.
Omar's crew. Hashtag Omar's crew.
Yo.
That guy at the bagel shop.
They know what they're talking about.
They usually do. So all I remember as a kid, like the astrology section in the Hartford Current, is it was always like on the same page underneath the comics next to Ann Landers and like the bridge column, like the card game.
Well, it's where it belongs.
Yeah. So logically, then, I'm going to write to the bridge person for advice on this. Not Ann Landers, who is unfortunately, of course, deceased. But they have a grasp of, good grasp of strategy. They have to think multiple moves ahead. So I think whoever writes like the syndicated bridge column for the UPI or whatever the press syndicate is nowadays would have some good advice in this matter. Because God knows I don't, and we will get to it in a second. This is episode 137 of Amazing Avenue Audio. And this is Saturday night. We're recording this as the Mets are currently destroying the Marlins. And we recorded this Friday night, Steve. This exact same show.
Word for word, almost.
Almost, yeah. And then some stuff happened that made all of what we said. We usually look like idiots a few days after the podcast comes out anyway. But we have a chance to rectify it this time. Some new shit has come to light.
It has, and it's pretty smelly.
It is. So Matt Harvey, to recap where we are as we're recording this on Saturday night now, on Friday, John Heyman wrote a piece quoting Matt Harvey's agent Scott Boras that there was a hard 180 innings pitched limit for Matt Harvey that the Mets were not acknowledging. There was no really... We didn't know where it was going to go from there. Boras did a whirlwind media tour that afternoon. Harvey didn't really talk to the press that night. The Mets lost a horrible game. We are all there watching it, probably. And we said some things on the podcast suggesting that maybe nothing would really come of this. And then maybe there's some miscommunication between Boras and Harvey. Maybe he was just laying the groundwork for something. And then today happened, Steve. And I sent you a message around 2:30 that we needed to re-record.
Well.
So, where we are now, as far as I can tell, and stuff seems to change by the hour at this point. There's the implication from both Scott Boras and Matt Harvey that Dr. Andrews, among potentially others, you know, Dr. Alchek, the Mets... team surgeon, and Dr. Latrace, who runs the sort of the Job Clinic, have recommended some sort of hard cap. They don't all agree, but there's no further information in terms of who's advocating what. You know, Harvey confirmed as much in his media hit this afternoon, saying that as far as I know, talking to Dr. Andrews, it's 180 innings pitch limit, and I'm just thinking about Tuesday.
He's thinking about Qualcomm.
He's just here to honor Qualcomm. And it puts the Mets in a bind. Because I think, you know, when we recorded this on Friday, like, oh, did Boras go off the reservation? I think I suggested, I'm not going to go back to confirm, but I'm pretty sure I suggested that he doesn't do that. Yeah. He works for Harvey. And Harvey even said, you know, he hired Boras for a reason, to take care of his interests. And there is a certain type of player that goes and gets Scott Boras as their agent. I'm not saying Scott Boras isn't a good agent. He certainly is. There are other good agents out there, other good agencies. You know, when you hire Scott Boras, you get the Scott Boras experience. And even if we assume, so here's the thing that confuses me about it, and we'll get into sort of the scenarios and how this might play out in the future and what the Mets can really do from here. Let's give Harvey's camp the complete benefit of the doubt. Let's assume everything they're saying is true. And that's not entirely difficult to do, because the Mets' handling of injuries and medicals in the past does not inspire confidence in any of us, I would imagine.
No.
But what's the play? What do they get out of this?
Yeah, that's what completely baffles me. I don't see any situation here where Matt Harvey, where his brand comes out looking better.
Right, and it probably doesn't cost him any money long-term, assuming he stays healthy. Because, you know, pitching on the free agent market is going to get paid, especially players that can pitch like Matt Harvey. However, this shit follows him to whatever locker room he goes to now. If he shuts down, or whatever has to happen happens to keep him under that limit, whatever that looks like.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, if you screw up on the field, you make a bad play, you screw up somehow, it's luck of the draw, whatever. But I mean, if you're a bad teammate, that's like off the field shit. That is not good.
And look, he was really concerned about future earnings potential, or locking in now, if he thinks there's... And look, he just had Tommy John surgery, and a second Tommy John surgery would cost him a significant amount of money. He could take a below-market extension. Unfortunately, the Mets probably still can't even offer that. You know, something that even looks like maybe the Corey Kluber deal, but something that looks like the Bumgarner deal, or trying to think of a comparable sort of... 6-year deal, 5-6 year deal with an option. But I don't think the Mets can offer that. And we know that the relationship between Harvey and Mets ownership, who will be signing off on that deal, isn't great right now, and really hasn't been for a while. I mean, if sort of the nuclear option happens and they somehow get the Mets to shut him down at 180 innings, whether that's two more starts and done, or they skip him a second time, however they stretch it out, you know, it'll... If they want to force a trade from the team, that'll probably happen now. Because I think he's probably, napalm in that locker room. But it didn't seem to bother Bartolo Colon when they were talking about it on the broadcast tonight. They had, like, the sort of the long shot of Harvey in the dugout, and Colon just came up and did his handshake with him.
Nothing bothers Bartolo.
But it's, especially in the New York media market, he's just going to get killed for the next 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Short of him just taking the ball every fifth day, pitching in the playoffs, throwing his 210 innings or whatever, however far the Mets get there, assuming they get there. You know, he's a pariah.
It's just, like we said, I don't see the benefits.
The timing of it makes no sense.
Yeah.
So I guess let's sort of get into the scenarios. These aren't all the scenarios. I'm not doing this in order of likeliness. It could be a combination of these. Part of this could be accurate. I just don't know. I do not have good information. Certainly as much information as any of the parties involved. And I don't trust anything any of them say publicly. Let's be clear about that.
Yeah.
So scenario number one, Steve. Harvey is feeling fatigued or is actually hurt. The Mets are not taking it seriously. Harvey and Boris went to the press sort of as the nuclear option. Scenario one. And again, there's some precedence for this. The Mets have botched this before with Boris Clients. Look at Carlos Beltran's knee a few years ago. Now, the timing of that was different. It wasn't in the middle of a pennant race. But the Mets fought him on it, and Boris won, and Boris and Beltran were in the right there. Look at the quotes in Pedro Martinez's book about Jeff Wilpon –